Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasmine and Em with the 8am Zedlines. In local news, torrential rains and thunderstorms are expected to impact the east coast of Queensland, as meteorologists expect a supercell tonight that could cause some damage. Rain gauges across the city recorded up to 50 millimetres on Monday, with a massive thunderstorm on Sunday. More is expected today around 5pm. Supercells are considered the most dangerous type of storm due to rotating updraft winds, which cause heavy rain, destructive winds, and occasionally hail. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has said he will repeal drug laws that divert thousands of people away from the criminal justice system, despite advice from doctors and police. The state government passed a bill last year which gave people carrying smaller substances like heroin, cocaine, and ice 3 chances before facing a charge. Police opposed the decision to repeal the changes as it connected users to information and support services before outright charging them. Additionally, they said the bill gave them more time to focus on dismantling suppliers. In national news, the New South Wales Nurses Union are on strike today after the state government refused to meet demands for a pay rise, despite services like police receiving a much higher percentage pay rise. The unions demanded the New South Wales government for a once-off pay rise of 15% against the offered 10.5% and was rejected despite historical police pay rises of up to 40%. The industrial action has seen hundreds of elective surgeries cancelled today, and the Minns government has said it needs more time to address the dispute.
A huge concrete slab has been found in Lake Boonie, which the South Australian state government claimed was removed in 2011. The slab is 10 metres by 10 metres. It sits 1.4 metres below the normal water level. People could have been killed because they have no local knowledge that these dangers were lurking underwater, Mr. Fuller, a former local councillor, said. The community around Lake Boonie and waterway advocates are demanding an explanation. The department has committed $180,000 to remove the slab from the site, with works to commence in May 2025. In international news, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the world leaders and government officials at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP29, about the consequences of climate breakdown. Guterres called this year a masterclass in human destruction and said that hurricanes, drought, floods, and extreme temperatures are being supercharged by human-made climate change. Over a fortnight of meetings, nearly 200 countries will gather in Central Asian country Azerbaijan to discuss ways to raise funds for tackling the crisis. Notably, those from some of the world's biggest economies did not attend. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a thunderstorm expected in the evening. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.